bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Welcome back. And thank you for listening to the Patrick Madrid Show. Let's begin in prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, that just personally, a little note from my own history. I learned that prayer when I was a little kid. Probably one of the first prayers I learned would have been the Hail Mary. I must have been a year and a half, maybe, when I learned that prayer and the prayer to my guardian angel. But by the time I was 4 years old or so, I remember we would pray this prayer when we would pray the family rosary, the Memorare. So I've lived practically my entire life saying that prayer of petition, asking the Blessed Virgin Mary to help me in my times of need. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Something like that. And this prayer really has stuck with me all my life. So every time when we begin an hour of pledge drive and I pray this prayer, it does take me back to my youth when I was just a little kid, little baby Catholic, and I was learning my prayers. 888-914-9149 is the number. We're going to get back to the phones now. Let's start with Kelly in Joliet, Illinois. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Patrick. It's nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Welcome.
Hi. Mike, I don't really have a question. I just want to, you know, to give an answer on how to talk to my sister. She's not sick or anything, but she told me a few days ago that when she dies, she wants to be cremated. And because she was born on the 4th of July, she wants to be set off in a rocket anywhere of choice. Hmm. And I said I won't do it, but we have other family members, and I don't know how to talk her out of this.
Is she a kind of frivolous person by nature, or do you think she really means it? I mean, is it, because it sounds rather silly to me. Do you think she's just saying it to be funny?
No.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. The church, is she a practicing Catholic?
Part-time.
Okay. So you could tell her this. You could say, look, I understand that, you know, in a whimsical sort of way, this would appeal to you, but the church doesn't permit that. And my advice would be, do what the church says. Have your, if you decide to be cremated, have your ashes interred in a columbarium, in an urn, in someplace respectful. The church requires that. And obviously, I mean, if you're going to intentionally plan to do something that's contrary to the church's teaching, you're going to have to talk to God about that when you see him face to face. When you have your exit interview and you have to give an account of your life, that's going to be on the list. So why add more things to the list if you can avoid it? So would it be okay with you if, when the time comes, we just do what the church asks us to do? Now, she might come around and she might say, okay, but let's say that she doesn't. Well, in that case, you've done your part. You've done what you can. You don't have to go to war with your family over this. I mean, let them know that if they pursue that path, that they're not doing what the church wants. But you don't have to be at war with them. And, you know, let them know that you don't agree with it, but you will not be doing anything wrong by not standing and fighting. I mean, in other words, you don't have to fight them to the death over this issue. Do what you can and then see how it plays out. And it will be on them. I mean, if they know better and they do it anyway, that'll be on them. But at least you will have tried to talk some sense into everybody. And that way you don't have this lifelong friction with your family.
Okay. She is a very good person. She does a lot for everybody, but she's pretty determined when it comes to this. So I'll do my best.
Okay. And just remind her, God loves you and he wants you to be happy, and he loves your family and he wants them to be happy. And it's better if we can remember you in a way that's dignified and respectful. And shooting you off in a Roman candle is not dignified or respectful. So maybe she'll think about that. Anyway, I hope that's helpful, Kelly. Thank you. Let's go to John now, listening in California. Hello, John.
Hi. I had a friend place this question to me. If there is one true church, why is the Catholic faith that has so many different rites. And what religion were the Ninevites? I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay. Well, the Ninevites wasn't a religion. Nineveh is in what would be modern day Iraq, but it wasn't a religion per se. The Ninevites, if you're thinking about the book of Jonah, where he goes there and talks and tells the people that the city's going to be punished by God, I'd have to go back and double check. I mean, I presume that a fair number of them were Jews, were Israelites. Perhaps there were others who practiced other religions. I just don't know off the top of my head. But if you were to go back and read the book of Jonah, that would give you more details. But why are there different rites in the church? Well, it is one church, so the Catholic Church. Catholic, among other things, does mean universal or for the whole. And the answer is somewhat embedded in that name, that the church is for all people at all places at all times. And naturally, that means there will be different languages or there will be different customs, different ways of thinking about reality. So the rites in the church are expressions of the one true church, the one true faith, but as expressed in ways that are culturally and linguistically conditioned. So Greek in the East, for example, and Latin in the West. It doesn't mean that those are two different churches. It means that those are two different expressions of the same faith that was once for all handed on to the saints. There's a good little book. You might want to pick it up. It's called These Are My Rites, R-I-T-E-S. I have it in my library in my office. I don't have it handy here, but it's a good book, and it gives you an outline of all the different rites and where they come from and how they began and what their relationship is with each other. So that might be good for further reading. Thank you, John. Let's go now to, I think we're going to go to Diane in Providence. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Patrick. Hi. My question's about a novena, and I'm confused about when to start it. I didn't know if the feast day is included in the novena, and also whether Sundays are included.
Yes. Well, the nice thing about novenas is that traditionally they're 9 days long, but they can be of varying length. It doesn't have to be 9 days. But you can begin a novena at any time, and it's not dependent. Well, okay, I shouldn't say that. In some cases, certain novenas are tied to specific days. So the Divine Mercy Novena, as an example, begins on Good Friday and ends on the day before Divine Mercy. Or does it end on Divine Mercy Sunday? One of the two. But the whole thing concludes with Divine Mercy Sunday. So there's an example of where there is a feast day associated with the novena. But generally speaking, you could begin and end a novena at any time. Sundays are included. So it's essentially, if you follow that traditional form, it would be 9 days of this particular prayer. That's where we get the word novena, from the word nine in Latin. And that's the freedom. So you can make use of these novenas as you wish. And then some, of course, are going to be associated with a particular feast day. But you'll know that when you read the literature.
Yes, I did read, and I wasn't sure about the actual feast day, whether that's counted or whether it's in preparation. I was thinking of Pentecost for the Holy Spirit novena.
Yeah. Well, and let's go back to the issue of the Divine Mercy one. So it begins on Good Friday, and if you count forward 9 days, including Good Friday, it ends on the Saturday, the day before Divine Mercy Sunday. So Divine Mercy Sunday is the day that we celebrate the conclusion of the novena, but the final prayer in the novena is the day before, which I think is the question you're asking. Thanks, Diane. Hey, you know something I think you really like is on the Relevant Radio app, we've got a lot of prayers, including novenas, rosaries, many different things. So if you don't have the app already, when you download it, in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a cross and a little menu. Go in there, and it's just chock full of some wonderful novenas and prayers. I think you'll like them. I think we have to take a break, and it sounds as though Father Rocky has a message for you. So take a listen, and I'll be right back with Mary right after this.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I was happy to join Patrick Madrid and many others in contributing to the book Because of Our Fathers. In this book, we share how our very own fathers guided us in the faith and how their example is so important, so vital in our development as Catholic men and women. Father's Day is only a little over a month away, and Because of Our Fathers will make a terrific gift for your dad or for your husband. Get the book today and the Saints Peter and Paul medal that our own Ashley Neronia took to holy places throughout Rome. Both are yours today only for your donation of $1 a day. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. The Saints Peter and Paul medal has been to the tomb and chains of St. Paul, the tomb of St. Peter, and many other holy places in Rome. You get both the book and the medal for giving a gift of $1 a day. That's only $30.42 a month. Give now, 877-291-0123, or give on the Relevant Radio app or website.
We have a brand new donor, Lorraine, who listens in Middleton, Delaware, made that gift of $1 a day. Thank you so much. Also, Patricia, who listens in East Troy, Wisconsin, made that special gift of $1 a day. And we have Manuel, who listens in California. We're going to be praying for the lost souls and for your family, and we'll be sending you that medal for your gift of $1 a day. You can join the team, join the family, and get your medal, too. It's like a badge. Get your medal badge at relevantradio.com. Use the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. Wouldn't that be cool? You'll be, you know, maybe at the airport and see someone with your matching medal and be like, hey, you must listen to Relevant Radio. You got one just like me.
Yeah, you can pick each other out in crowds. I've actually had that happen before, Mary, where I've seen people. I remember I was at the baggage claim area in an airport once, and I was talking on my phone, minding my own business, and a lady came over to me. She said, "Are you Patrick Madrid?" I said, "Yeah." She says, "Well, I didn't know what you looked like, but I heard your voice, and then I realized I listened to you on the radio." So it's kind of fun. Hey, yeah, I have a note that came in. I'm not sure if we've read this yet today, Mary. It says, "I have a spinal cord injury and cannot attend Mass. I listen to your daily Mass and the other programming on Relevant Radio every night, including the Family Rosary Across America. I feel a part of a community of love and those who participate in the church. God bless you for saving me." This is from Kim Ann, and she listens on our station 1080 AM in Miami. Well, Kim Ann, God bless you. And we are so happy to know that Relevant Radio can be a lifeline for you. Thank you for listening. And just know that we're praying for you. And Mary, when we read stories like this from people who just volunteer them by writing to us, I'm reminded of how important it is for them that Relevant Radio stay on the air, because they depend on us and we need people to support us in order to keep it going 24/7 for them.
That is absolutely so true. And, you know, when you listen to the radio on a regular basis and you hear the announcers or the DJs on the other end, it's like you develop a relationship with them. You get to know them. They're like your friends. And remember what Mom said growing up, you are the company you keep. So
yeah,
this is a great station to be listening to and great company to be keeping here. Make sure that it stays on in your local community by giving us a call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. You can also make your gift at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app. I love it. We have Juan, who listens in British Columbia, on the website, and he made his gift of $100. Thank you so much. You can do that too, but make $1 a day and you'll get that great gift of the medal of Saints Peter and Paul. Visit our website, relevantradio.com, and give hope.
Keeping it relevant. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
Okay, we are back. Let's go to Jerry, listening in Madison, Wisconsin. Hi, Jerry. Welcome.
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for all you do. I have a question about the Holy Innocents feast day, and then on the topic of with the abortion that we were talking about earlier.
Right.
Is that connected at all?
Well, there is a theological connection, that's for sure. The Feast of the Holy Innocents, and I think the connection that you're pointing to is that they died without baptism. And we know they're in heaven because we celebrate their feast day. So is that the essence of what you're asking about?
Yes. And so then does that relate then to those to the other babies?
Well, let's put it this way. There is a connection, but let's approach it this way. The church celebrates the Feast of the Holy Innocents because they were martyrs. They died. They didn't have any say in the matter, of course, because they were murdered by King Herod's soldiers. But they shed their blood for Christ, and so the church regards them as martyrs and knows that they're in heaven, therefore we celebrate their feast day. Now, the children who die in abortion are not martyrs. Now, it's a horrible thing, obviously, and I don't in any way mean to minimize or lessen the gravity of what happens to these unborn children in abortion, no question. But they're not, strictly speaking, martyrs, because they're not shedding their blood for Christ, and they were not killed for the sake of Christ. So that puts them in a different category. And this is why, as I was saying earlier, although the church does celebrate the martyrdom and the being in heaven of these holy innocents, the circumstances under which they died is the difference. So there's a connection, but they're in two separate categories. And the church does not say that aborted babies necessarily definitely go straight to heaven or go to heaven at all. Now, we can hope, as I was saying earlier, and I believe we should hope and trust in God's mercy for them, but we don't. The church does not say that those aborted children are definitely in heaven. That's still an open question.
Sure, that makes sense. I just wanted to, that just came to my mind when you were talking earlier, so I just wanted to make sure I understood that. So thank
you. I'm glad you did. Thank you, Jerry. Great to talk with you. Let's go now to California and talk to Jose. Hi, Jose. Welcome.
Hey, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, my wife got invited to be a bridesmaid for her cousin's wedding. Would it be okay for her to walk down the aisle with the groomsmen and walk out of mass with the groomsmen? Is that
because she's
that
married to you?
Okay for, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay because there's nothing romantic, there's nothing, you know, untoward happening. It's just the custom of the groomsmen walking with the bridesmaids, and you know, it's not suggestive of anything other than they're doing the ceremony. Now, if you, as the husband, if you don't like that, I mean, you have a say in this if you really feel strongly about it, but your wife would not be doing anything problematic by walking down the aisle with the groomsmen.
True. I didn't think anything was wrong with it. It's just, I just remember walking out of church with my wife, and I thought that was just something that me and her would do because we got married through church, and I thought that was just something between me and her.
Well, it is. I mean, obviously, she's your wife, so you have claim on her, and she has claim on you. But this is not that. This is not, the groomsman is not walking arm in arm with your wife in any romantic sense or anything like that. It's just the custom. It's just the, you know, the way the ceremony is done. Now, if you object to it and you really feel strongly about it, then you and your wife should talk about it. But if you're not concerned about that, and I wouldn't be, then, I mean, there were times when my wife was part of her friends or sisters' weddings, and she walked down the aisle arm in arm rather with the groomsmen, and it's just part of the ceremony. Didn't bother me a bit.
Okay. Then it's not going to bother me at all either then. Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah. You're welcome, Jose. God bless you and your wife. May God grant you many happy years together. Let's see. Just looking, here's a question that came in here. Is this a question for me, Mary?
No, it's just something I was wondering about.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and let's let's dig into that.
So all this talk about, you know, babies being aborted, do they go to heaven? Mm-hmm. And something I've always pondered is, we're created in the image and likeness of God. So in the womb, we're created in the image of God. And then we're born into sin, the sin of Adam, original sin, at birth. So since the unborn since the aborted baby is never born, do they have original sin?
Aha. Okay, I get the question. That's a nice, subtle question. I like that. Well, the answer is that the condition of original sin obtains in the soul of the person at the moment of conception.
Okay.
So conception is where, so when the child comes into existence, the parents through their union physically create the body, and God creates the soul. And in that very instant, the soul is created and united with the very, very, very beginning of the body. And that's when life begins. And that's when the condition of original sin is present. So it's not as though the baby is free from original sin until being born, but is conceived in original sin.
Thank you for clarifying. I've always wondered that.
Well, it's an important topic. I mean, because
obviously
we're all born. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I mean, I find these topics fascinating, and it's interesting as you see the interlocking nature of the church's teachings and how they one thing leads to another, which leads to another. And so, yeah, these are important questions. And that's what I love about doing this program, quite frankly, Mary, is that we have an opportunity for 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, not counting the repeats, to really get into these issues. And I've always been amazed, in a good way, at how many people for whom this program is maybe the place where they really learn the faith, because for whatever reason growing up, they didn't have a chance to learn the faith. One of the problems that I've seen, Mary, is generational. And you're far, 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 far younger than I am. But if you were my age, you would remember.
A whole 5 years.
you didn't have to say that, but okay. You and I are old enough to remember when, I remember vividly, when I was a kid in the 1960s, there was sort of this intactness that was just beginning to fall apart in many areas, but one of them was in the way the faith was taught. Now, my parents' generation, they learned the faith through osmosis, as did their parents' generation before, because I think the country and the church were largely calm and largely intact. And you didn't have a lot of this fragmentation and friction that started up in the 1960s. So my parents and their parents and their parents before them, they learned the faith by osmosis. They just sort of absorbed it. And many of them went to Catholic school. Not all of them did. But when things were changing in society long about the 1960s, and you got the rise of mass media, and you got the rise of the drug culture, and the anti-war movement, and race riots, and assassinations, and many things were happening all at once, and it caused a kind of seismic shift in society. And the church at that time was going through the Second Vatican Council, a great upheaval there. What happened was, my parents' generation, who had learned the faith, they had received the faith in a particular way, I think they thought they could just assume their kids, my generation, would receive the faith in the same way. And it didn't work that way anymore. And there was so much upheaval and so much fragmentation and disorientation that my generation, a great percentage of us, did not receive the faith well. Many of us didn't receive the faith at all. But many of us did not receive the faith well. Now, I'm very grateful that I was in maybe a minority of kids who had some opportunities that others didn't have, go to Catholic schools, for example. But in any case, so what do you do with a generation that didn't receive the Catholic faith very effectively? Well, when their kids are coming up through the ranks, how well are they going to be able to hand that faith on to their kids? So then you have the next wave of kids who fell even further short. It's not their fault. We're not blaming anybody. It's just that things changed. So they didn't receive the faith, maybe even more so than their parents did. And now they're the ones with kids now. So my children's generation, they're raising their kids. So coming back to Relevant Radio, this is a very important cultural reason why Relevant Radio is so important. And that is because we're here with the teachings of the faith, with the gospel, with the Bible, with the answers on a 24/7 basis. Where else are you going to get that? You are going to get it here at Relevant Radio. So please be part of this ongoing process of rebuilding a lost faith. It's happening right before our very eyes, and we ask you to help us. Call us at 877-291-0123 and make your pledge.
Give now and give hope. And you know, that's very important, Patrick. We all have our own roles and responsibilities in our homes and in our workplace. You know, we don't do the same job maybe as our, you know, someone across the hall from us when we're at work. We don't have the same responsibilities as everybody within the household either. And everybody here is part of this Relevant Radio team, this Relevant Radio family. And we all have our own part to do, our own role to play. Yours is to help support this local station. Real easy to do at make your gift of a dollar a day at relevantradio.com or at the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And yeah, just like a quarterback, you know, a quarterback doesn't do the same thing as I don't even know who the football players are. It's a receiver. They have different roles. So we need you to do your part. Pick up the role and take your part. We need to raise $2.7 million by the end of the week. And to make it easy to achieve our goals for today, we have this amazing medal. It's a Saints Peter and Paul medal. It's one medal with St. Peter on one side and St. Paul on the other. And it has been to many, many holy places in Rome.
Yeah, it's been all over Rome. And I've been all over Rome myself over the years many times. And I tell you, this medal has been, you know, when I said these medals, what I'm referring to is the big bag of medals,
yes.
You know, the big, all those medals. I wonder if somebody thought that we meant two medals or something. No, it's a single medal that we'll send you with St. Peter on one side, St. Paul on the other. But it was in a big container with these other medals that were brought to all these holy places. And some of the places on the list I haven't been to. And I thought I had been everywhere. And
some of them I've never heard of.
Like the relics of the skulls of Saints Peter and Paul in the
yes.
Baldacchino. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Baldacchino.
Which I thought was a place, and it's not a place, I hear.
Well, it's not technically a place. It is that big, very ornate set of four columns and that canopy that sits over the top of the main altar in St. Peter's. That's the Baldacchino. And it's very impressive. It's massive. And some of these relics, like the relics of the skulls of Saints Peter and Paul, are in the Baldacchino. And the medals have gone there and been touched to these places. So as we were saying earlier, it's as if you had been on a pilgrimage through the medal. And we want you to have your copy when you call us at 877-291-0123 and request it.
It's a dollar a day. That's all we're asking. We will send you that medal with St. Peter on one side and St. Paul on the other side. A dollar a day, and you can make your gift at our website, relevantradio.com, or by using the app on your smartphone, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Do your part, and we can give hope to your local community.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
We are back. Thank you for listening. We'll go to Ross now in Illinois. Hi, Ross. Thanks for calling in today.
Patrick, good morning.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to mention to you that I've been listening to your program for a long time, and I also must add to that that your personality is so pleasant, so appealing. It makes you listen to you.
You hear that, Cyrus?
That's true. That's true, Patrick.
I want Cyrus. So, thank you. I'm so joking. Much, thank you, Ross. Thank you. Kind of you.
You're welcome. So much for Cyrus. Also, it sounds like a nice guy.
He's a pretty good guy. Yeah.
Cyrus
is awesome.
I have a question, two questions, Patrick. The first one is about Adam and Eve. If they are the true original people in this world, how did we come about seeing so many races all over?
Well, I think scientifically, the mutations or permutations in skin pigment and hair color and other features that we can see that are distinctive, those just developed over time. And we don't know how much time passed since Adam and Eve were created by God, but we do know that enough time passed that as people migrated to different areas of the earth, they gradually began to take on these different characteristics. And a lot of that had to do with genetics and intermarriage and different traits being passed down and dominating or predominating, for example. So I think just from a scientific standpoint, it was the way nature develops over time. That'd be the way I would look at it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I think that makes sense, Patrick.
Well, good. I'm glad.
It makes sense. Patrick, second question, directly to you. Do you perceive other human beings through the infinite space of the world?
I'm not sure if I understand the question. Could you elaborate a little bit?
In other words, we know our world as it is, and it's beautiful and filled with nice people and so on and so forth, but are we the only human beings in this world, or do you perceive different worlds through the endless space?
Okay, I think I understand better now. So are you referring to life on other planets elsewhere in the universe?
Correct.
Okay, now I get it. Okay. Well, I'll say this. It is such a vast universe. I mean, the Hubble telescope, I think the furthest object it has detected or seen is something like 13 or 14 or something billion years ago, and it's still moving away. Everything seems to be moving outward. So not only is the distance vast, but it is filled with an unbelievable number of stars, that many of them have planets. So if we're talking maybe trillions upon trillions of planets, I think the probabilities lie in the direction of there being life somewhere else in the universe. Now, you might find this interesting, Ross. There's a book I read some years ago called The Singularity is Near by Ray Kurzweil. He's a real high-up guy in Google. And in his book, he has a chapter on the likelihood of there being advanced civilizations elsewhere in the universe. And I was surprised when I read this, because he's not a religious guy. This is, he's just by the book numbers and statistics and things. His thesis is that the likelihood of there being creatures like us elsewhere in the universe is very low. I would have expected it to be very high, but he gives all the numbers and he runs his calculations, and I found that interesting. I still tend to think it's probably more likely than not that there are other personages out there, but whether there are or not, one thing I do know is that they're all under, if there are any, they are under the kingship of Christ. So he, the Kings, the Lord of Lords, he created the universe and everything in it, and that would include them. So they're out there, and if we live to find that out, it wouldn't change our Christianity at all. It would be just a new mission field, if you ask me. What do you think, Ross?
I feel the same as you do, Patrick. Yeah. I really believe that we are not the only human beings in the universe. There are people, perhaps more people, perhaps as good as we are, or even better.
Well, maybe. I mean, anything is possible. How probable it is, I don't know. There are, 11 people who are not on Earth right now? They're in the space station. Maybe a few Chinese folk as well up in their area. So, but I know what you're saying. And by the way, Ross, you might be interested. Cyrus, you corrected my mistake. I said, 13 to 15 billion light years away, these objects, but you have more information on that. Tell us about that.
All right. Well, quick. Thanks, Google. At a distance of 32.1 billion light years and an infrared age of the universe of 407 million light years at the time.
Inferred age.
Oh, thank you. Oh, inferred. Age. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Inferred age. Now I'm thrown off. Why don't you read this? You're the professional.
Well, no, I just, that one number is the most important one.
32.1 billion.
Hubble telescope has seen 32.1 billion light years away an object, which I guess is a galaxy
or something. I don't even understand that.
Yeah.
It's too far. Too big of a number.
What's the source for that?
What is the source for that? Let me jump back.
NASA?
Hubble? Forbes, of all places.
Okay, Forbes, yeah. So to Ross's point, and Ross, thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate it. Fascinating discussion. Yeah, to his point, and I guess partly what I was talking about is how huge this universe is. And look this up for me, Cyrus, because I got it wrong last time. I think I said it was 144,000 miles per second, but I think it's higher than that, the speed of light. I think it's like 170-something thousand miles per hour,
the
whatever it is.
The speed of light is 299 million.
No. So it's something like 170,000 miles per second.
Let's see, speed of light.
Yeah, you can look it up. Google is your friend.
Per second.
So the thing that I find mind-boggling is, okay, so meters. Do you have the number?
It's giving me...
No, don't use
on,
meters.
Hold on.
All right. Americans.
Speed of light. One speed of light equals 6.706 E plus 8.
No, I don't want that. I want miles per means. Hour. Miles per second.
Miles per second. A good thing we're doing this live.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. This is great radio. So let's just say it's 170,000 miles
sure.
per second.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, just give or take. So obviously in 60 seconds... it's traveled a great distance. In 60 minutes, it's traveled a great distance. Now, multiply that out times a year. Okay, so how far light will travel in 1 year's time? Mind-boggling. Then multiply that times 32.1 billion. And that's how far away this object is that the Hubble telescope can see. And it's moving away from us. The universe is expanding, in other words. So my point simply is that it's such a vast space. Space is such a vast space that because it's filled with so many of these stars, many of which have planets, I find it hard to imagine that there isn't life somewhere in this myriad of other worlds. Now, maybe we're alone in the universe. I think probably we're not, but in due time, we'll probably find out. Fascinating, as Mr. Spock would say. Or use the Force, Jim.
To boldly go where no man...
All right, 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 all right. I knew that you were just waiting for an opportunity. So live long and prosper, Luke. Do we have time for a call or should we take a break, Cyrus? I'm completely disoriented now. Okay. Okay, let's go to a miracle moment and then we'll come back with more great radio right here on the Patrick Madrid Show.
No more math questions, please.
Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Hi, Patrick. Welcome to The Inner Life today.
Hey, Father Chris. It's a pleasure to be able to speak with you. In 2019, I was at the bottom of my barrel. I was in a very dark place. Nothing got through to me. But I'm a very blessed man because my best friends and my family and your brother Kevin came to my home, gave me the opportunity to make a decision in my life, continue on that path, or to surrender. And between the sacraments of confession and Holy Eucharist, and dedicating my life to understanding that if I surrender my will, God's given me a roadmap. Jesus Christ, through me saying the rosary while I was in rehabilitation, the obsession was lifted. I'm a very blessed person today. It's amazing.
Amen,
absolutely amazing.
You've just heard another Relevant Radio miracle moment. We're listener-supported. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
Give now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Or visit our website. It is relevantradio.com. Or you can open up your smartphone app. On your smartphone, the Relevant Radio app. $1 a day is all we are asking for today. And why, you ask? Because we have this amazing medal. It is the Saints Peter and Paul medal. It's one medal. There's a bag full of medals that traveled throughout Rome, but you're going to get just one of them. Everybody gets one for your dollar a day. And there is a very limited number of these. When they are gone, they are gone, and they are going fast. We're seeing at least like 100 an hour going.
Wow.
Yes, and we know as the day progresses, they go faster, especially by the time it gets to Drew Show. They go off the shelves really fast. So don't wait. Call now. Get your medal now while they're still available. At 877-291-0123. And all we ask is $1 a day.
Yeah, that's not much to ask, really. Think about what can a dollar buy you. Not much, but it goes a very long way when it comes to helping people rebuild a lost faith or find their peace of mind. So many people are searching and they don't even know what they're searching for. We have the answer for them here at Relevant Radio. So $1 a day will buy you an awful lot when you make your pledge by calling 877-291-0123.
That's 877-291-0123. And I tell you what, they are going fast. We have a brand new donor. Daniel listens on the app in Little Rock, Arkansas. You made that gift of $1 a day and your medal is on its way. Thomas, another brand new donor in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. We will definitely pray for your family with you. And Mark, living in Austin, Texas, another one here at $1 a day. Sally in Westminster, California. She's saying, please pray for a priest she knows with health problems and her granddaughter. We'll definitely be praying for you. Let us know how we can pray for you when you make your gift at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. $1 a day, and we will send you not only the medal of Saints Peter and Paul, we'll also send you the book Because of Our Fathers. It's got great stories about how fathers influenced people in our life that we know about, like Father Rocky and Patrick Madrid. And the pro-life advocate, Abby Johnson, along with NFL player Matt Burke, and so many more. $1 a day. It's that simple.
Yeah, it's very simple to do by calling us at 877-291-0123 or tap the app if you have that already downloaded on your phone or your tablet. If not, you can get it easily at your Google Play Store or the App Store on iPhone. Or relevantradio.com, and you'll see the thermometer there as well. We need you now, though, so please make the call or go to relevantradio.com.
A doctor, not a mechanic.
Get connected to the conversation. Call now, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid is on now. Relevant Radio.
Let's go!
So, Cyrus, I understand that... Oh, by the way, Wait a minute, where did it go? I got to stop here in my tracks because Bill Moody, a charter member of Team Taco, he hit me up on Twitter. He said, without even looking it up, it's 186,000 miles per second.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
Where were you? Where were you 10 minutes ago,
well,
Bill?
And here's the other thing. On the break, as soon as we went to the break, I just typed in speed of light and instantaneously... The Wikipedia page pops up. It says 186,000 miles an hour now, or per second. Now, you are flailing, and you I don't know why you can't find the information I could find, but it's like right there at your fingertips.
Well, I'm glad you found it.
I did, yeah. So Google is your friend.
Thanks. Thanks, Patrick.
You're welcome. Try harder. Anyway, I'm lost now. You told me that we had some... was it from Morning Air?
Yeah, earlier this morning, Ashley Narona, our Relevant Radio's Rome correspondent, she's a weekly guest with John and Glenn in the morning. She's just a great person, but she's the one who took these medals everywhere. And she was... so earlier this morning with John and Glenn, she gave some of the background of exactly what
she
did.
Where they went. Listen.
All right, here we go.
One of our first stops was to take the medals down to the tomb of St. Paul. There, that very tomb above which are also the chains that would have bound the hands of Paul when he was imprisoned. So there we had the opportunity not only to touch the medals there, but in every place that we went, John, we brought all of the intentions of the entire Relevant Radio family. And from there, we headed over to St. Mary Major Basilica. There, we also brought the medals to and placed them in front of the relics of the Nativity of our Lord, for the crib, the very crib that Jesus would have been laid in. Then we were at St. Mary Major Basilica at the Holy Door, and then we went to St. John Lateran, and there we got to bring the medals right in front of the altar that contains the relics of the skulls of Saints Peter and Paul. So they are in a baldacchino, like in a canopy above the altar there. We had the opportunity to bring the medals there, and also over to a side altar, which contains a relic of the Table of the Last Supper. We visited the Holy Stairs. Of course, these are the very steps which Christ ascended to meet Pontius Pilate. Imagine, his sweat would have fallen on these steps, blood, everything. Those medals touched those stairs. Absolutely amazing. The medals actually came with us for a private mass in the grottos underneath St. Peter's Basilica. Of course, this is where there are dozens of popes buried and others. And we had the opportunity to bring those medals into the chapel of Our Lady of Częstochowa in the Vatican Grottoes for that mass. And then also we visited St. Peter's Basilica and we visited the tomb of St. Peter. Those medals were laid right there in front of the tomb of St. Peter as we knelt in prayer.
You can hear the enthusiasm in her voice, Ashley Neronia, the host of Relevant Radio, who's actually based in Rome. 877-291-0123. That's the number you need to dial right now, because as you can hear, these medals are very significant and people are recognizing that and they're calling 877-291-0123. We only have a limited number, obviously, and they're going very quickly. So I urge you, call that number now and make your pledge of a dollar a day. But if you delay, you're going to miss out. 877-291-0123.
Patrick, I got to say, that's amazing hearing all of those additional places that the medal has been.
Yeah.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. I hadn't made my dollar a day yet because I've been kind of working. I can't wait noon. I'm done. I hope they're still left in 10 minutes when I get done here so I can get mine ordered. By all means, a dollar a day is all it takes. RelevantRadio.com, using the app, or by calling 877-291-0123. So since we heard this little bit, the activity is picking up rapidly. It's picking up. So if you can't get through on the phone lines, please, please, please visit the website, RelevantRadio.com, or use the app. You will not wait in line there. You'll be sure to get one if you make this call in the next 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, and that's the key, is the be hasty, because if you're not, as they say, the early bird catches the worm, and the late birds later in the day will not get this because they'll be gone. So please trust us on this one. It is something that you will very much like. If you weren't able to go on a pilgrimage last year, like pretty much everybody wasn't, this medal went on a pilgrimage for you, and you can have it when you call 877-291-0123 and make your pledge of a dollar a day or more.
That's 877-291-0123. Today is the only day. This is the only day that this gift is available, this medal of Saints Peter and Paul that has been on its own little mini pilgrimage around Rome. And when they're gone, they're gone. There is a limited number. And we've seen where we run out of these special limited edition gifts available. So do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Make the call now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Better yet, visit our website, relevantradio.com, or use the app. And in addition to this medal, you'll also get the book, Because of Our Fathers. It's got great stories about great fathers that set excellent examples for their children. And you'll also receive our special download from Father Rocky, Why We Love Our Lady. That's when you make your gift online at relevantradio.com or by using the app.
Yeah, the app is so easy. A lot of people already have the app. You may already have the app. If you don't have the app, it's easy. Just go to the App Store on your iPhone or Google Play if you have an Android. And within moments, you will have this downloaded. It's free. It's easy. It's very intuitive. And you can make your pledge directly on the app. And but for that matter, no matter where you go on planet Earth, if you've got an internet or a cell phone connection, you can listen to Relevant Radio clear as a bell. It's just an amazing piece of technology. So that you can make the pledge on the app. You can go to relevantradio.com. And when you go to relevantradio.com, you can also see the image of this medal that Nancy, Mary and I have been, you know, Nancy, that Mary and I have been talking about. If you want to see it, you know, and say, I want to see what this is like, well, you can go to relevantradio.com and see it there, along with the cover of the book, Because of Our Fathers. I was privileged to contribute a chapter along with Father Rocky and many other people talking about their own fathers and things that we've learned. That's for you, too. But you won't get it if you don't make the call, 877-291-0123.
We have Andrea listening in Norway, Iowa. She says she wants to pray for the defeat of the culture of death, and she made that special gift of a dollar a day. We have a medal coming your way. Henrietta, she listens to 1080 The Who in Orlando. She made a gift of a dollar a day. Thank you so much. We'll definitely be praying for Marie and Josh and regarding their healings. We want to say thank you so much to Shirley. Shirley is listening in Chilton, Wisconsin. We also have a brand new donor, Yvette, making that gift of a dollar a day, and she's listening in Chicago. all of you made a dollar a day, and all of you will get your medal in the mail along with the book because of our fathers. And if you made your gift online, you will also receive that special download MP3 from Father Rocky. Can you do it too? Can you make that gift right now of a dollar a day? I would do it fast, and I'd do it now if you can, because when these are gone, they are gone. And with that list of places that we've seen where these medals have been, it's incredible. Remember that when we say the medals, it's a bag full of medals. You're going to get a single medal that's got St. Peter on one side and St. Paul on the other. So,
well, you don't get a bag full of medals. You get
get a bag full. You get one from the bag. We want them all. We want to share and make sure they go around. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
It's that easy, and it's so easy that it might be deceptive if you think, well, I'll get around to it later today. I'm telling you, if you wait until later today, these will be gone, the medals, that is. We only have a limited amount, and they're going so fast. Mary, I think I heard you say they're 100 an hour, is that right, or something?
That's kind of been the average, absolutely. Wow. They're going so super fast, and they're going to be gone before we know it. And we know as each hour progresses throughout the day, they tend to go faster. So within, you know, this hour, we could easily see probably 150 to 200 gone. Oh, wow. If you don't act now, you could certainly miss out. We want to say thank you to David listening in St. Cloud, Minnesota. You made a gift of $1,000. Thank you so very much. Thank you to Linda in Waterloo, Wisconsin, a dollar a day. Thank you for your gift. Thank you to, I believe it's Gerardo, listening in Fort Lee, New Jersey, making a special gift of a dollar a day. And Edward in Glen Ellen, Illinois, where we're going to be praying for your personal prayer as well. And they made that gift of a dollar a day. See that? Everybody's making that gift of a dollar a day because they want to receive this medal. It's the only day you can receive it, and there is such a limited number. You don't want to miss out. So visit our website. It's relevantradio.com. You can use the app, the Relevant Radio app, or you can call 877-291-0123.
A shout out to Mark in San Francisco, who just sent a note in a little while ago. Hi, Patrick. Just want to say thank you for your show. You have helped strengthen my faith and that of my family. Again, thanks and God bless. Well, Mark, thank you. God bless you and your family. And thanks for taking a moment to let us know that listening to Relevant Radio has been a school of faith for everybody in your family. And to all of the people listening right now, just think about Mark and what it would be like for him and his family if Relevant Radio wasn't there. And we don't want that to happen. But the only way that it stays on the air is because you say yes by calling 877-291-0123 and making your pledge so that we can stay fully funded for the next quarter. We have a need of $2.7 million, and we've got to get to that goal by the end of the month. Or, I'm sorry, by the end of the week. And we're at the halfway point, and we have more than halfway to go. So please, won't you help us? Go to relevantradio.com or go to the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123.
I am truly amazed at how quickly they are turning phone calls over. I've seen 20 phone calls come through in just the last 60 seconds. So if you're having a hard time getting through on the phone, visit the website, relevantradio.com. It is so easy. You can see the medals there. You can see the book. You can get the download that comes immediately in your inbox, or use the app on your phone, the Relevant Radio app. There's three more phone calls just like that. It's from when I started speaking. It's going so fast. And these medals are going to go quick. You don't want to miss out. We have Jane, who listens in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She did make a gift of a dollar a day. Thank you so much. Alyssa lives in Oakdale, California, made a special gift of $500, which that too will get you the medal. And David in St. Cloud, thank you too for your support. We appreciate everyone who's calling in and helping out. We need you, though, to do your part to give hope to your local community and get this medal before it's gone. It's been, what did we, it went to the site of the Nativity, where yes. Jesus was born, and it's been also at the table of the Last Supper and so many other holy places throughout Rome. It's been on a pilgrimage when we couldn't do it. So call now. A dollar a day is all it takes to get this medal, the book. Do it digitally, and you'll get the download at relevantradio.com. Use the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123. Patrick and I will be back tomorrow morning.
That's right.